Hey, I knew this was going to happen. J. Cole responding to Kendrick Lamar. I knew that was going to happen a mile away. Because J. Cole is an MC. This is how you need to understand all this whole, no, Drake can really rap. Yeah, but that's not what he wants to do. Drake does stuff like go on stage and throw little shots at, you know, Kendrick. He's not going to go behind the booth and rap back to Kendrick. J. Cole did. That's why I fuck with J. Cole and Kendrick. See, that's why I told you before. See, why you dumbass underground fans and rappers who try to tell MCs like me to make pop shit. But bro, Kendrick, nigga, I'm not Kendrick. And stop trying to fucking mold rappers that already got, like, bro, there's nothing to mold with me. Everything I do is me. You niggas want to mold me to something I'm not. It's just an opinion. It's more than an opinion when you tell an artist to do to hop in a bag and hop on some pop shit. It's more than an opinion when you say, I don't like what you're making. You should make hyper pop. Shut up. There's a lane for everybody. You see in 30s and 40-year-old rappers blowing up and winning Grammys, nigga. No more are we going to be making music for kids. You want rappers to make music for kids? Look up artists in your own fucking age group. I'm just saying. But yeah, but like I said, bro, it's just crazy. So yeah, I expected J. Cole to do that because J. Cole's a real rapper. He understands the culture. What I'm seeing when it comes out of rap fans, in my last podcast, I say fans are weird and coming out of rap beef. You're not seeing real hip hop fans. You're seeing pop fans because they don't understand it. They don't understand. They want a kumbaya every time a rapper diss Drake. Where are you? And the fact that you got fans who almost say, I'm a Kendrick stan. The fact that you said you're a stan, period, is sickening. And like I say, it's biasness. You already know J. Cole. You already know that Anthony Fantano, who is a music critic. Like I told you, critics, producers, even rappers are fans. And guess what? They're all biased. And since, you know, I'm not going to expect Anthony Fantano to have a real, like, hey, J. Cole killed this shit thing. He is going to be biased because he's a Kendrick Lamar fan. That's why I don't trust no one's opinion when it comes down to this shit. Or if you're an underground rapper yourself, if you're making music that's similar to another rapper, like I told you, they want to play Build-A-Bear Workshop, or they want to try to have you relive an artist like glory days through you, so you're just a vessel of what this artist could be, which is making the same shit, which is stupid. Like if someone told me, oh bro, you remind me of Wiz Khalifa, if you just step on that old school, okay, then what about me, nigga? Wiz can go back to his old style if he wants to. What about me, nigga? What about my sound? What about my voice? These niggas caring so much about niggas trying to fucking recreate a sound and not caring about the artist in question. What are they going to do? What are they voice? You say it yourself. You walk around having artists sound like everybody else and making them say, yeah, he has his own style. Then stop fucking goddamn. Then tell these other fans who sit there and tell other rappers like me to have to sound like everybody else. Nigga, I literally have people tell me, bro, can you sound like Skipper the Flipper? Can you, like, shut up. Find someone that sound like that. Niggas ain't got no time for that shit. I've been through that fucking goddamn stage in my goddamn little music, in my little music career at 16. Nigga, I'm 36 years old. I am very aware who the fuck I am, what music I'm making, and where is the fan base that likes it. And based on what I'm making, it sure ain't the fucking Drake side. It sure ain't the fucking pop side. I know niggas are pissed because they think, oh, Mike got the potential to know. Fuck that. I'm so tired of fans doing that shit. I'm tired of rappers doing that shit. If you're a rapper doing that shit, shut the fuck up. Stay in your lane and do what you do. I'm not going to ever be in your lane. Ever. Don't even want to be. But like I said, bro, that's just what I told you. I respect J. Cole for coming at Kendrick. yay, rap is more exciting again in the mainstream world. Because you know these fans only care about the mainstream world, even the underground fans. Hey, right, y'all talking about Drake and Kendrick? Well, we're listening to Rock Marciano. Why are you bringing up Drake and, why are you bringing up Drake and Kendrick? And like I told you in my last podcast, oh, underground hip-hop heads do not care for mainstream rappers, even if they're lyrical. Look at J. Cole and Kendrick. They're doing the exact thing that's keeping hip-hop alive, rapping back and forth on the beef track. And his underground fans are going to fucking sit there and respect that? No, because they're both multi-talented, multi-platinum artists. They're mainstream. Underground hates the mainstream, so therefore they're fucking lying there, trashed by the folk. But at the same time, we're in the underground. You got niggas trying to tell underground artists to make pop music. How do you make pop music? How do you say that you hate pop music? It's so just so generic and so bland. Yet want to tell an underground rapper that makes boom bappy rap to stop making boom bappy rap and make pop music. And then when he does make pop music, sit there and side eye like, whoa, this shit don't sound right. No shit. Like, stop trying to tell artists what the fuck to do. Clearly, when the fans try to tell people what to do, they fuck up the artist. If ain't the label doing it, it's some fucking fan or some artist that sound like every other bland rapper trying to tell you to sound like every other bland rapper. So therefore, lying, fucking up your shit. That's like you having a business and someone trying to fucking tell you how to run it, and then you listen to their ass and they're running and your business go down the toilet because you chose to do what the fuck some idiot that don't know nothing about what your business stand for does. I don't know what your business does. I don't care about what your business is. Like, if I'm doing boom bappy rap and it wins every fucking time, why should I stop? Honestly, at this point, I'm at a point where I'm just convinced this is the sound I'm gonna do. I'm gonna keep doing unique shit with it, but niggas be like, oh, but you should expand it. Basically, add whatever unique idea, but add the same boom bappy sound. That's what they mean by expanding. Same shit. But back to J. Cole and I just wanted to say that. I just feel like just talking about that. But back to that J. Cole diss. Man, it was cool. You know, the cliche beat switch shit. I don't know why I like that shit. The beat switch shit is getting old. And then, you know, like I said, bro, it's cool. I like it. I fucks with J. Cole. I fucks with Kendrick. I want to see what Kendrick's going to say next. Because at this point, Drake is an afterthought. Drake doesn't want to have no part of this shit. He's trying to beef with Travis Scott for some odd fucking reason. Because he knows that you're fucking with some lyricists. But see, the pop rap fans don't care about that. The pop rap fans care about popularity numbers. And they would, like, trust me, I got a friend named Howard. He's like older than me. This fool is a big Drake stan. Like, he doesn't like no one saying anything bad against Drake. Nothing. Okay, that's cool. Ride or die for your favorite artist. But that shit is just so weird. No, you do it to your head. No, the fuck I don't. No, I don't. No, I do not. But I see the bullshit and call it out. But you never sit there and have me ride or die for someone that don't know me. But then again, it's what the fans do. And again, you can't get mad. That's what the fans do. Fans get attached to an artist and they ride or die for them. It's like sports, which I wish it wasn't. Because rapping is a sport. When you battle rap, it's a sport. No, the fuck it's not. You ain't going to see battle rap in the fucking Olympics, buddy. No, it's not a sport. To me, it's not a sport. Know what I mean? It is what the fuck it is. I'm just keeping that shit a buck. You know? But like I told you, it's cool for the culture. But you don't, here's the thing. Y'all want to talk about how, man, fuck the mainstream rap. I don't see no underground rappers beefing. It's funny. Y'all will make fun of mainstream rappers for beefing. I don't see none. I ain't talking about those stupid ass, dumb ass, I ain't talking about them, these motherfuckers who be on that, you know, that you know I'm talking about. The can-cans, all them. They not underground to me. With the, like, all any rapper that these little kids, these Gen Zs, be making, oh, here's what happened with the underground. This what happened with the underground. They don't count. They don't never count. Cause these fools, that's not tradition. That's some other shit. I'm talking about like underground rappers who are lyrical, going back and forth, battling, back and forth. You don't see that shit. But see, the thing about it is, like I told you, it's why I find it funny to me how you got these stupid ass lyrical spiritual fans who sit there and listen to, and they're rappers themselves, right? They listen to every, they be on independent radio stations, they be in the fucking chats, and every time they see a boom bappy rap beat, they hear a nigga spitting bars, he ain't good enough, he I can out rap him, I can out rap him. Hear these niggas, shit's garbage. Like, who, he's doing that, I'm for the show, these niggas, I'm gonna rap his track, and I get it, you know, seeing J. Cole and Drake beefing. No, J. Cole and Kendrick beefing spark some fire up your ass to make you feel like, yeah. And speaking up of this too, Kevin Durant, why are people on his niggas nuts because he sound like J. Electronica? He stole J. Electronica's flow. His voice? There we go again. We all niggas look at voices as flows. Like, niggas make their voice sound like that. So when you hear a nigga like me rapping with a chilly back tone, like this one retard, hey, your vocal tones remind me of Skipper the Flipper. So you rap like Skipper the Flipper. If your vocal tones sound like another rapper, you should rap like that other rapper. Y'all some fucking retards. And I'm just being, people who think like this. So let's see, if my vocal tone reminds you of another fucking rapper, I should rap like them. Like, it's funny how y'all niggas be wanting the underground sound, the underground nobody rappers to be clones, but at the same time hate clones. Y'all stupid. And they come up with something, and they have the balls to try to rebuttal that shit. You can't rebuttal that. And you know what the fuck that rebuttal is? Because no one doesn't know you. So no one doesn't know me. So I gotta fuck it like somebody else on the fucking know me. That's stupid. If someone wants to hear a fucking goddamn Skipper the Flipper, they should fucking look up Skipper the fucking Flipper. If you want to hear a fucking Chance the Rapper, you should look up Chance the Rapper. Why the fuck should I fucking sound like somebody else when they can look up the original fucking artist? What happened to this being unique and being original? Oops, niggas don't want to hear that. They want you to be familiar to the familiar. Hence the boom bap BBs on a rap off. It never fails. Here's a fucking, but the hook is cringe. Talking about bringing back the real, talking about underground, fuck that fake shit, fuck that bullshit. Bullshit, I can say about anything. Ain't just mainstream. Let's be real with it. Y'all don't want to talk about how the mainstream is so bland. Don't sit there and stone. Like I told you, people love, this generation loves to. Y'all say that? How mainstream rap is so bland nowadays. So I should have every right to fucking say how it sucks. Like how I just like how I was talking about how, you know, TikTok is dying. Why? Because everyone's talking about it. But whatever. So in one, there's two things about this thing. Notice that J. Cole in that song, he quoted Jay-Z in Blueprint. He said, 12 albums in 4 years, I can divide. That's a Jay-Z line. Ooh, but if Drake said that shit, he's biting. Let's be real. Y'all fans love to move the goalpost a lot, because if it was any other rapper saying it, bro, you're biting, come on, nigga, shut up. Y'all blur lines too much between paying homage. One moment you saying, we went from don't bite flows, like again, the Kevin Durant shit. When Kevin Durant had that song with Staley, notice how every motherfucking coming was like, Jay Electronica wrote that. He stole, I can't respect him because he stole Jay Electronica flow. But you got 100,000 niggas biting fucking. But first of all, that nigga can't fucking have, he got a deep fucking voice. And I don't know where fans are, where, who was the one that said your voice equates flow? Nigga, like Action Bronson, he can't fucking help. He sounds like Ghostface. And every time that nigga puts out, every time that fool Action Bronson put out a fucking goddamn song, what the fuck you see in the comments? Hey, man, are you going to sound like yourself? Or are you going to keep on biting Ghostface? That fool sounds naturally like that. He talks like that for real. Fuck are you talking about? Same thing with Kevin Durant. He talks like that for real. Have you seen interviews of Kevin Durant? He always had a deep voice. But because he sounds kind of like Jay Electronica. No, but let's be real. Fans love to fucking assume someone sound like somebody, even they're not trying to. Trust me. Let my ass, my dumb ass go mainstream and blow up and get exposure. Watch me sound like somebody. Even though niggas was just throwing out random names back then, when I was niggas comparing me to fucking Gucci Mane and Aesop Ferg and mostly fucking Wiz Khalifa and fucking Chance the Rapper. And then Kendrick, for some odd reason, Kendrick. Really? I'm wondering who else you gonna compare me to that I don't fucking sound like. But they'll keep getting big. Watch how these niggas sit there and find a rapper that sound with the exact same tone as me that I don't fucking know. Nigga, someone compare me to fucking Lotto. He got that Lotto flow. Like, shut your asses up. Y'all sound retarded. Every time when someone drops a song, y'all just throwing out fucking goddamn random ass comparisons. And don't get me started if y'all want a fucking goddamn unique beat. Luigi's Mansion type beat. So we got the type beat, played out type beat jokes, and we got niggas throwing out random comparisons. They don't even match. Just throwing out random names. And thinking it's funny when it's fucking really retarded. Man, get the fuck out of here. But like I'm saying, man, it's crazy to me. And J. Cole got so much better at rapping. And when I listen to his bars, he said something like, y'all niggas' arms are too short to slap with God. I'm sure, and it's funny, I promise you, that was from a rapper. So it's okay for Kendrick and Cole to bite bars, but when fucking Drake does it, he's a thief. I'm not even a big Drake fan, but y'all niggas be on that bullshit. And if you an underground rapper doing it, it's worse. You can get sued. It's like, nigga, we just paying homage. Fuck's wrong with you? And keep in mind, nigga, I could probably say a fucking bar that I just made up and watch someone sit there and say, hey, you stole so-and-so, so-and-so bar. I never heard the fucking song. You see what I'm saying? Damn if you do, damn if you don't. And it's like I say, and that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, Drake ain't gonna respond on no damn wax, but Kendrick and you know, Cole will. That's why I fucks with Kendrick and Cole. You know what I'm saying? And then you gonna have motherfuckers trying to get inspired and talking about, see, it's what we want from rap. No, the fuck you don't. Because if this is what the fuck you want underground rappers to make, I've been making boom bappy shit, lyrical rap. Y'all niggas want me to hop on generic trap beats and be lyrical. And here's the kicker. Wasn't that generic at one point? Like, y'all, like, people love to move that goalpost all the time. It's like how niggas talking about, I hate fast lyrical rap. Then you got niggas trying to tell me, it'll be cool if you rap fast. You'll benefit from rapping fast. And also, can you rap on a trap beat? These are not fucking goddamn, critiques. These are niggas telling me, like, it's like telling a fucking goddamn chef, can you cook this for me? Can you cook this for me? It'll be cool if you cook this. It's weird when you tell a fucking rapper what the fuck to make. That's fucking retarded. And to make it worse, the shit you're trying to tell me to make is the exact shit that you didn't like at first. That's the stupid part. Because y'all niggas was clowning rappers rapping fast, like Guam, or these other lyrical, miracle, miracle rappers. Right? You was shitting on rappers who were lyrical rapping over trap beats, calling it shit bland and generic. Because you can't do shit now without it being, that's a cliche. That's generic. That's a cliche. Do something different. I don't know about that, bro. I don't know about that beat, bro. I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that. I'm not feeling that, bro. Wait 3, 4, 5 years or your name blows up. and you start doing something completely left. I miss when you was taking risks with these beats like this. Too easy. Because it happens every fucking time. Shit. And if you change it up, I wish Mike goes back to his, go back to rare for, to his, you know, to rare form. You know, basically make the shit that you were doing that they didn't fucking like and told you to switch it up. It's for them to miss what the fuck you were doing. Too easy. Too easy. They'll be like, yo, you're too self-aware. But, do you not hate when rappers were not self-aware? There we go again. Moving that goat post. And that's exactly why I don't really take these motherfuckers seriously, bro. I can't. I mean, some fans are cool. Don't get me twisted. Don't get it twisted. There are fans that follow me, that fuck with my shit. And I fuck with them too. The ones who be like, yo, I fuck with your music, bro. I'm a fan of your music, bro. You underrated. I see that love. But I'm talking about the ones who be on that bullshit. A lot of them let me on that bullshit, boy. And they don't care how much you push your pen. They don't care how much you try your hardest to rap with elite bars. They don't care how much you try to be an elite MC. You are right. If you, as long as you're underground on SoundCloud with only a measly 3-digit fucking numbers of followers, only 3-digit numbers of monthly listeners, in they mind, you ain't shit. And no amount of fucking of talent that you have, and the only people that in the real gets it, like I told you, the only people who get it are the ones who are real. The real understand. The real get it. They don't think like industry puppets like most of these motherfucking fans do. They think about numbers. They think about all that other shit, right? And God forbid if you fucking blow up blow up late like a killer mic and shit like that, and they gonna hate the fuck out of you and say, he an industry player. There's no way this motherfucking mid-ass motherfucking nigga blew up and got a Grammy. Come on, bro. That nigga Killer Mike album was ass. That shit wasn't even good. Man, shut up. And y'all niggas fucking hate on Astro on Utopia and swear to God that y'all fucking fuck with that album. I'm like, I ain't forget that shit. Within 24 hours of that album dropping, y'all niggas said all kind of shit about that album. That shit ass. That shit mid. That shit sucks. That's Travis Scott's worst album. Astro World is better. And then act like y'all didn't say that shit. And as soon as fucking Killer Mike, you know, wins, sweeps the Grammys, y'all act like y'all ain't said not one bad thing about that goddamn album. I tell you, boy. And that's why I just sit back and I just leave it alone. I try to. I do. But, yeah. It's going to be interesting. Like, yeah, you know, at least the mainstream rap is going to be exciting. While the underground is boring. It's funny. They want the mainstream to be exciting and innovative and fun and exciting. While the underground, we are told as underground artists by fans, I mean fake fans and critics and I mean music reviewers, to make the most blandest fucking pop music, make the most blandest fucking music and copy what's on the fucking radio, right? Which is stupid. So we can let particular artists in the mainstream blow up being themselves and taking a risk and all that, while we sit here and just make the most motherfucking safest fucking music possible just because it sounds good to a particular fucking audience, i.e. me making boom bappy rap. But you know what? It's what the fuck it is. And then only when you blow up and you start making what you really want, which is the reason why I believe that, then I miss when you were making music for the people. You're not supposed to be making music for the people, period. They don't know what the fuck they want. How do you make music for people that don't know what the fuck they want besides the bare minimum? But like I fucking say, it is what the fuck it is, man. And that also does you, and like I said, the only thing that does is makes you look stupid as an artist in the fans who really want you to really blossom. How do you blossom standing in the same box? But I appreciate it. You know, I don't mind rappers. Like, I get being unique, but Mike has a fucking refreshing sound that's been done multiple fucking times. Like, I don't mean to be, I'm just saying, bro, like, shit like that just annoys me when people do that shit, but whatever. But back to that J. Cole shit, man. It's cool for rap. It's cool. People gonna sit there and call that, and since that's blowing up and going to trend, people gonna sit there and go on TikTok, go crazy. And you got people say, hey, I'm here before TikTok sees it. Which means that your ass, again, it's the most cringiest shit. First of all, why the fuck do y'all fools on YouTube do that? I'm here before TikTok ruins it. First of all, that just insinuates that you were on TikTok and it happened and you seen it on TikTok. First of all, you're not special if you are not hearing it on TikTok first. Second of all, TikTok is going to die soon. What's the fucking point of you saying that? Like, I need to say, TikTok ruined songs. But at the same time, you need TikTok to fucking blow up. Because you sure ain't doing it on goddamn YouTube like it was back in the days. Besides YouTube shorts. But then again, no one want to hear no nobody rapper on these motherfucking goddamn sites. That's why sometimes I just be, that's why I'm so passive with promoting my fucking music. Because who the fuck wants, I'm like, I'm just saying, nigga, good or not. But whatever, people fuck with it, people don't. Some people fuck with it, whatever. I just know my shit ain't gonna be in the mainstream. Like, but look how you're talking. Like, you're not manifesting it. If I manifest that, I'm gonna get a lot of hate, and it's gonna be a problem. Just saying. I'm done.